This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Negotiations between the White House and the Democratic-majority U.S. House of Representatives on a second massive round of coronavirus aid have come a long way, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today. In a Bloomberg News interview ahead of an afternoon phone call with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Pelosi said the two sides are resolving disagreements over language, setting out a national testing strategy for coronavirus, as well as addressing the impact of the pandemic on communities of color. The two sides are still negotiating emergency funding for cash-strapped state and local governments. Pelosi had set Tuesday as the final day to reach a deal with the Trump administration before the presidential and congressional elections, which are just 2 weeks away on November 3rd. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committed today to bring any White House-approved legislation that results from such a deal to the Senate floor for a vote. If negotiations between the White House and the Democratic-majority House of Representatives fail, the next opportunity for negotiations on aid will come during a lame duck session of Congress in November and December. The U.S. economy is showing some signs of recovery from the lockdowns instituted earlier this year to contain the spread of the virus. More than 11.4 million jobs have been recovered, and there are signs of increased hiring in hard-hit industries such as tourism. But new unemployment claims jumped last week to more than 890,000. That's the highest level since mid-August. The U.S. leads the world with just over 220,000 deaths attributed to COVID-19. It also leads the world in infections with more than 8 million cases total. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. One of the attorneys representing victims of the 1998 terror attacks on U.S. embassies in East Africa and their families says the majority of his clients reject a compensation deal that would result in President Donald Trump removing Sudan from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism list. Attorney Michael Miller says the deal, in which Sudan would pay $335 million to settle claims related to the bombings, discriminates between victims based on their nationality. It pays American victims and their families far more than it will pay East African victims who worked for the American embassies, according to Miller. The August 1998 truck bombings at U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed a total of 224 people and injured thousands of others. Victims and their families sued Sudan in American courts based on findings that Sudan harbored al-Qaeda operatives who planned the attacks. Spain will this week become the first European country to report 1 million coronavirus cases since the pandemic started. Experts say the pandemic has exposed some deep flaws in Spain's government and healthcare system. Spain's current caseload has reached 988,322, and it is expected to reach the 1 million mark by the weekend. Spain has lost 34,210 lives to the virus. Some 6 million Spaniards, about 13% of the population of 47 million, are now living under some kind of restrictions to try to curb a second wave of the virus. U.S. Supreme Court justices have a job for life once they're nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate, but a majority of Americans would like to see that change. That's according to a court reform report prepared by researchers at Washington University in St. Louis and Pennsylvania State University. The survey, taken before the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, finds that fewer than one-third of Americans favor expanding the U.S. Supreme Court. That's an idea floated by Democrats dismayed at the court's shift to the right. But a majority of those surveyed, 60%, do support setting term limits on justices. The report found that 47% of respondents believe it should take a supermajority of the Supreme Court, that's at least 7 of the 9 justices, to be in agreement before declaring a law passed by Congress to be unconstitutional. And a spacecraft from U.S. space agency NASA has completed its mission to collect material from the asteroid Bennu, which it will bring back to Earth so scientists can examine it for clues as to how our solar system began. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.